There we go.
Hello.
Is it going through?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. We're on air.
All right.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, right. Fans. Here we've got some kale for sale. The newest Mitch show to come to WMFO.
In Medford.
91.5 Freeform Radio in Medford. We love
you
it.
You can inquire about wholesale kale prices. We do accept calls during the show.
Not for a couple of weeks, though.
True.
It's going to be a wild
We're amassing
hour.
We got to get our growth on track first.
Yeah.
You're right.
Hey, let's think about leafy greens as we play our nice
images
tune.
Of salad.
Think about leafy greens. Think about all that like, is good and green.
Should we maybe like take a moment and like introduce ourselves?
They don't know who we are yet.
Yeah.
100%. Yes.
There's a lot of voices coming through these radio waves.
The
right
kale.
Now.
I don't know. I'm working on my DJ name. So for now, I'm Becca.
I'm Meredith, otherwise known as DJ Green.
Airbox.
I was gonna go with something, but it's DJ Airbox. Yes.
I'm Grace for now.
Yes, Grace for always.
For the near future, yeah.
Wait. Incredible.
Oh, okay, not Emma. It's Dakota. I'm Dakota.
Nice. All right. Should we play some songs?
Wait. There's one
guys,
more.
Guys, I didn't introduce.
Is there a mic over there?
Yeah, I'm talking.
Magical.
Can you hear me?
These headphones aren't
working.
Can you hear me? I'm just trying to look cool. Over real.
Are they not plugged in?
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm Emma. But honestly, I feel like I could adopt the name DJ EJ because of the ring.
She's freaking crazy.
But, like, Emma works, too.
I think you're DJ EJ.
DJ EJ.
I got the headphones
All
working.
In low caps, though.
Oh, wait. Yeah. My initials are DJ. That's kind of fun.
What? Hey, what's your middle name?
Jane.
Whoa.
I think DJ Diesel.
Wait, we also have some guests
DJ
in the room.
DJ Leroy. That's not how you say my name.
Our guests are here.
Yeah, guys, come.
Come introduce
we
yourself.
We have some special guests.
Don't be alarmed by the male voices you're
my
about
God.
To hear.
This is a fair
deep
show.
Voices.
All right, we've got first and foremost.
Hey, it's Joe.
Thank you, Jonas.
He's so soft.
That was gentle of you.
Up next, we've got a strong incoming presence from the good old deep south of North Carolina.
DJ Scooter coming from 89.3 yes. Elon Radio.
And damn. We've got King
Nah, there's
Kyle,
no one else here.
Not moving from his throne though, so
a comfortable person in their place.
Wow, great. I'm so glad we all introduced ourselves,
yeah,
guys.
Let's get crazy. Some leafy greens coming through these airwaves.
True.
Green waves right. Are about to
goodbye.
All those yeah. Essential sweet. Oils.
Is not easy. You think all you have to do is put some mortar down, put a brick on top and make it level. But when you put the mortar down, you put the brick on top, there's always one end is higher than the others. So you have to tap that end down. That end goes down, another end goes up. So you have to tap that end down. Then it moves out of line. So you've got to tap it into line again. Then the first end goes up. It takes forever to get that brick straight. But one thing which I had, which all monks have, is patience. Doesn't matter how long it takes, I'm going to make sure that every brick is perfect. So, that's what I did. Every brick, I made sure, if it wasn't right, I'd take it off and start again. When I finished my first brick wall, I looked at it, and I was so disappointed. I was so shocked. I was so distressed. I'd missed two bricks. All the other ones were nice and level, but two bricks with this awful angle, and they spoiled the whole wall. I tried to take them out, but the cement was just so hard, they just would not come out. And so I talked to the other monk with me, and I said, can we buy some dynamite? Can I blow up that wall and start again? And he said, no. I wanted to destroy that wall, because it's... I'd made a mess of the first building project I did at that monastery. I was so disappointed. I saw it every day.
Every day I went past that wall, I was so upset as I saw the two bad bricks and my mistakes. When visitors came, I always managed to take them somewhere else, so they wouldn't see my mistakes, because your mistakes were always embarrassed about. But one day, a visitor came, I was with them, they saw that wall. What they said was, "That's a beautiful wall." I said to them, "Are you crazy? Are you blind? Have you left your glasses in the car? Can't you see the two bad bricks?" And they said, "Yes, I can see the two bad bricks, but I can also see the 998 good bricks as well." That hit me like a brick. I realized my mistake, not only in that wall, but in life as well. Just too often, all we see is our two mistakes, and you become blind to anything else other than what is wrong. That's what was happening to me. Every time I passed that wall, my eyes would just go to my faults, my mistakes. I could not see anything other than my two mistakes. I realized in life, every time I saw a tragedy in life, every time I saw someone being abused or hurt, there were 998 times, or probably much more, when people were being kind and caring and beautiful and wonderful and loving and generous and inspiring. Most people are actually pessimists. A pessimist is someone like myself in those 3 months who always sees the two bad bricks in life. The optimist is the person who only sees 998 good bricks. The realist is one who sees both. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The gun, but instinct pulls the trigger, 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 trigger.
Like I told you, give me all your numbers so I can phone you. Your girl act the same thing, call me yoga. Not on the bed, lay me on your sofa. Call before you come, I need to shave my chop chop. You do what you don't, or you will, I won't chop. Go downtown and eat it like a bone chop. See my hips, big hips, so chop. See my butts and my lips, don't chop. Lost a few pounds in my waist for ya. This the kind of beat that go ba ta ta. Ba ta 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 ta. Sex me so good, I say blah blah blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your permit if it's wet yet. It's your permit if it's wet yet. If you got a big, let me search it. If I know how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your permit if it's wet yet. It's your permit if it's wet yet. Come on.
The rebel, without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard drama, where you never been, I'm in. Who wants styling? You know it's time again. Deep, the enemy, telling you to hear it. They praise the music, just kind of play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. Bum rush the sound, I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body, to be party in two. Pass the power on the hour from the rebel.
Hello.
Oh. We're back.
Wait, that was such a non-smooth transition.
All right, so well, we're working on our transitions here in the station, but I think we'll have it down by the end of the night.
One day.
Thank you for all to all our listeners out there. We treasure each one of you. When we think about you the most.
Hey, that was We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. And 998 Good Bricks by Zach Araka. Now, if you didn't actually hear the lyrics of We Didn't Start the Fire, we can give you a live rendition here in studio.
Only in my dreams am I able to repeat that entire song.
I have only in middle school? Am I right?
Yes. Once Upon a Time, I actually did know that whole song. A horrible, horrible time. But I used to really love U.S. history before I became jaded.
Still really messed up about the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire, though.
Wow, that is dark to bring up at this hour. And speaking of darkness, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Kale for Sale. A dark twist.
Dark twist.
On your daily... farm stand type gossip. It's more of it's.
I'm gonna fade us out now. Okay?
It's more serious.
Percentage says still owe me bucks, so I got the right to get bucked. But I try not to let it build up. I'm too high, I'm too bad or too much, so I let it go, let it go, let it go.
I ran into this girl, she said, why you always blaming? Why you can't just face it? Why you always gotta be so mad? Be mad, be mad, be mad. Why you always talking shit? Always be complaining. Stand the crowds, but it's hard when you only got fans around and no fam around. And if they all, then they hands is out and they pointing fingers. When I wear this fucking burden on my back like a motherfucking cap and gown, then I walk up in the bank, pants sag it down, and I laugh at frowns. What they mad about? Cause here come this motherfucker with this mass account that didn't wear a cap and gown. Are you mad cause the judge ain't give me more time? And when I tipped the suicide, I didn't die. I remember how mad I was on that date. Man, you gotta let it go before I get up in the way. Let it go, let it go. I ran into this girl, she said, why you always say? Why you can't just face it? Why you always gotta be so mad?
I got a lot to be mad about.
many books I can read. Oh, they made me feel happy. But I read them in a sad life, trying to make a new life. I used to spend all my money that I got from my job. Better off without a job. Need a chance to spend all the dances, all the pretty branches that helped me write a new song.
And it gives me a good chance to be a woman. I don't wanna see you. I don't wanna see you, no. And I know what it means to be covered in good music that you're never here, but I'm here now. And I breathe loud, breathe in that smoke while you drive, baby. I breathe in that smoke while you drive.
I heard a call in a bathroom stall in Harlem. Unemployed, need to find a way to support all the crazy little hobbies that I used to stop the demons of the melodic noise, like the trouble in music. Second knock comes to the door, I hit the floor. When the bass is my boredom, pray to the Lord.
But I found myself watching the world in a crazy new optimist way. I'm feeling gorgeous. I'm feeling all the dark that I've seen never happened to me, and I share.
Yeah! listeners. We've got a quick little PSA for you. So listen up. just kidding. We're going to talk about a little something else, actually, and then we're going to do a PSA because I accidentally just deleted it. Oh, wait, just kidding. We're ready for the PSA. It was easier to find. All right, now get ready. Listen up.
PSA, always be ready for a PSA.
And
I think you have to press play.
And then
like, start
breaking the fourth wall performance.
Okay.
It's kind of.
Is it on? Wait, put the volume up.
Back after you lost it. Just turn it on and Lost Cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the Lost Cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a Lost Cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
All right. So sure you just learned a lot. Again, a little fun hopping in the middle of the PSA. but I think you still got the message.
We're trying to keep you on your toes. That's
yeah.
cool. Much like so cats dark. In trees, we prefer to be on our toes. Toes on the ground.
So earlier we had... I'm not really sure when we last talked.
When did we have
Arcade Fire? And
we had Luke Levinson. Yeah, listen to Dakota. She's got the deets.
And we had Smoke by Luke Levinson and a song by Arcade Fire. I don't know the name of.
Nice. Yeah, Sprawl.
Sprawl.
Yeah, number Grace. Two, apparently. Oh. I don't know where Sprawl number one is, but...
Yeah, the second Sprawl.
If anyone has any
what'd you say, Jonas?
Any suggestions? Feel free to call in, baby. Oh, we're always
we're now taking callers. You, we weren't before, but we're now taking if callers.
If you want like a pause on air for like 5 minutes, call in. Because that's exactly what's gonna happen.
The gag is that the calls only come in for like 10 seconds, so if we can don't act that fast enough. It's all over.
Emma's right. Yeah. That is right. So, Colin, we'll try. Okay, we've got...
Wait, Jonas, you're not calling the right fucking number.
Whoa.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Wait, it's nighttime. It's okay.
No, it's not.
Just okay. Kidding, it's fine.
We tried to do a call, but wrong number. So wait. There's a lot of fun.
No, it's just that we just...
Technical.
We're keeping this as a women's only zone for right now.
You are a faded voice in the distance. Hey, wait, what is the number so we can tell our listeners, all 8 of them?
Isn't it?
There's 8 of you guys?
855-915-WMFO. Or 855-915-9636.
Yes.
Give us a ring. We'll play you some tunes, give you a shout out.
I want everyone to call in and tell us what color this radio show would be if it what color of the aura of this radio show.
Pulling some Raven out of here. We just went to see Raven last night.
Actually, tell me what food this radio show would be.
I think it would be kale, Emma.
No. You gotta think outside the box. That's too easy. I think it would be baby kale.
Wait, we're gonna
or broccoli.
Go.
Some broccoli God, rub.
No. No.
We
the answer
are.
Is no.
Wait, it just got to no, like.
I think we've got some music coming up. What's up next, Mayor?
I think
Dakota's got the right idea.
Yeah. I don't see any flashing lights. Dakota
definitely has the right idea.
She has a great new bar in her ear, and it just looks swell from this angle.
I did get a piercing today.
She's so rad.
It's currently throbbing right now.
That's why she can't hear the phone ringing.
Wait, it definitely hurts.
If this song, if this radio show is a piercing, what beat would it be throbbing to? That's what I want you all to call in.
Up next, we've got some Ari Lennox with Goat. So get excited for it.
Get ready.
You're crazy.
Talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Don't you know how? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, run, run. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper.
talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution.
And these whole niggas shook, do the cha-cha-cha. Made 150K off a free mixtape. Wake up in my bed, then that shit feel great. Young Jet said black, how you goons like that? Y'all's vendetta can sweater, I'm ahead of the back. I was robbing niggas for Dolce panties, running Tina for Tito and all them Coney Island kings. Them uptown boys cookin' push the work, but in Brownsville, nigga, yo, they box the skirt.
You bitches wanna get it, y'all can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, y'all can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
I'ma take you to the future.
future, robots and androids. Girls named Joy Deka, cops on the convoys. I am a tomboy, I am the tank girl. Back to the future, flight through the space world. It's a new year and I came here to conquer. I am the new bitch, I am a problem. Just like the Clone Wars, I got my armor. Throw on my war paint, I am to conquer. I'm the only bitch in the Bronx rocking Chanel. High top bun, French tip nail. Only fuck with niggas that was tipping the scale. Looking fresher than kale, money falling like hail. I do things that these little boys dream of. They still messy with the Pampers, need to clean up. I come clean, they call me Noxima. No key on the track and I'm coming with the
beam. You bitches wanna get it, you wanna get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I saw, wish you were.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, you wanna get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what I saw, wish you were.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, so, that transition was better.
It was lots of
Grace has had plenty of time to practice. She knows what she's doing.
Becca and I did the other one.
It's because I was remedially trained.
But now she knows her stuff better than all of us.
So we had Goat by Ari Lennox, Talking About a Revolution by Tracy Chapman, Heart of Gold by Neil Young, and Wish You Would by Mickey Blanco. My bad.
Yes.
We got a real mix of music tastes in here.
Yeah.
And feelings. I think within ourselves.
Oh my gosh, we do have a mix of feelings. You're so right. That's important to mention.
Yeah. But it's like within each person too. Beyond, it's not just like a mix of people.
Our aura is multicolored.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say maybe a multicolored glitter.
The throbbing of our piercings is like a two-time.
Yeah. Almost like a heartbeat, but a little more regular. But not a concerning way.
Yeah.
In a really comforting way.
Yeah.
In a way that just keeps you on your toes. As
so themes cats keep you on your toes. Multicolored.
Kale
for sale.
Sales.
Women.
Women. Lots of good themes.
Coughing.
Okay. Asthma.
Asthma is part of it.
I'm the resident
asthmatic.
Everyone
don't
needs
worry.
One.
All right,
are we ready for? Okay, here we go. Well, I didn't.
take it what they want to him. Tell them. Tell them to take it what they want to him. Tell them. Tell them to take it what they want to him. Tell them. Tell them to take it what they want to him. Tell them.
In a room full of all the hope and take disguise. The eyes you think you shake your thighs. In a room full of all the hope and take disguise.
Gracie.
Oh, thank you. That was You'll Find a Way by Sandy Gold and Free Room by Raven Lynae.
Yes. Wow. She is 18 years old, just to put that song in.
She's very small.
She is old.
She's so small.
And talented.
The whole time I was looking at her, I was like, I hope, like, you're just so precious. Like, you need to be protected, baby girl.
To Bill and our listeners, Dakota, Emma, and I saw Raven on Friday because she was the opener for No Name. Wow. So, to put that comment on her physique.
Truly a woman of the world.
So... we're gonna sign off here. It's getting pretty late.
This is WMFO in Medford.
Yeah,
Freeform Tale for Sale.
Hey, yes. Check us out next Sunday morning, 3 to 4 a.m.
Such a good way to start your day. I feel rejuvenated.
Your day, or whatever kind of schedule you're living.
Ready to take on my day. Starting now.
I'm not even going to sleep. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right.
Thank you to all of our dedicated listeners.
I gotta.
We're gonna hand the reins over.
Yep.
Over.
We got another show coming up next.
We got some. Yeah. Get psyched.
Get psyched.
Have a great night / morning, everyone.
Night / morning.
Wait, Grace.
What?
Guess you gotta chase that ghost. Heard you bought some land in Mexico, and I said, way to go, man. 'Cause whenever you may roam, remember who you there's know. A station playing rock and roll. So stay tuned in.
I will turn.